Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Jerry Peretzman.
Another great day here, John.
Who at the break was just giving us how he goes around the town shopping.
Right.
Which Christina said maybe a show someday.
That's right. Right.
But we'll have to, might have to be anonymous stores. I don't know if we can actually see what stores.
Brand X, brand Y.
But as everybody knows, this is the Christina Lou show.
Right. Best part of the day.
Best part of the week.
Thanks, God.
Where we learn everything that's going on in the town of North Hempstead. And with Christina. Actually, Christina's leaving for a couple of days after this, fortunately, she came here today with us.
That's right. She's very dedicated. East.
Okay.
What's going on, Christina?
Well, you know, there's a lot going on, and most importantly, we wanted to let people know that it's supposed to be extremely hot next week, so they had to cancel the Fun Day Monday Health Fair and Fun Day Monday in general.
Right.
But the health fair will be moved to August 1st because I know we were promoting it. We just want everyone to know that it's going to be August 1st. So you could, it'll be the same setup that day. And we just really, Supervisor Bosworth is actually going to be sending out a press release about, different steps to protect yourself in the heat. But we also just want to remind people, to stay out of the sun if possible, stay in air conditioning, and most importantly, stay hydrated. Any age, it's so important to stay hydrated. My husband got dehydrated not too long ago, and it's just a mess of a situation. So we just really encourage people to remain hydrated, dress appropriately, and just take it easy. And if you feel something is going on, please consult your doctor or call someone,
because
it's just it happens really fast. Once you start getting that dehydration, then heat stroke, it could really spiral out and do some damage. So just try and stay inside, indoors. Air conditioning, watch some TV. Just everyone, just take it easy. Yeah, sounds great to me. Sounds like a reason to stay home and do nothing. So that seems really good. Yeah. But we definitely just want to remind everyone just to be safe and hydrated. And then tomorrow night, so hopefully it should not be too terrible, there's going to be the Billy Joel and Bruce Springsteen tribute bands. Captain Jack and Tramps Like Us will take place at Tully Park in New Hyde Park at 7:30 p.m. This is definitely one of the big events of North Hempstead. They're very excited to have these two tribute bands, and it should be a great time. And that is 7:30 at Tully Park. So if you're around, definitely check it out. Billy Joel and Bruce Springsteen tribute bands.
Now I'm just confused. So Captain Jack is Billy Joel and Tramps Like Us? I have no idea.
You're asking the wrong person.
Oh, okay.
But
curious.
I actually could probably tell you. Let's see. Well, it doesn't say. A tribute to Billy and the Boss featuring Captain Jack Band and Tramps Like Us.
Oh, yeah, so it will be then.
Yeah, so I'm thinking Billy is the Captain Jack Band. So that is Saturday, July 23rd at Michael J. Tully Park, and it's free admission. So you can call 301 for more information.
And lots of parking.
There's plenty of parking.
Tully Park is, yes.
And that's free parking, too.
It's free, right.
So it's a whole night of free.
Yeah.
So that's definitely something to check out. And, we really want to encourage people to make sure that you have your 2016 summer event guide. That's filled with all kinds of different free concerts and outdoor movies. We've been trying every week to encourage people to go to these wonderful events. I mean, the Parks Department puts on amazing, amazing programs. And we were blown away the last time we had them on, and they talked about all the various things that that go on. So that you can call 311 if you have not received your guide, and you could also access it on the website as well.
This is one of those your taxes at work thing.
Right.
You're absolutely right.
You can't complain and say it's Friday night, it's Saturday night, it's Sunday night, it's Monday and Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the town,
all summer,
between Nassau and North Hempstead and the different villages.
Villages, right. There's a lot going on.
And that's why I say what's so nice about these movies in the parks is it's kind of a nice little throwback to the drive-ins,
and
you can be with your whole family and be outside. It's and a lot of work and effort goes into
scheduling. And the important thing is that if you're a senior, you can bring someone who's not a senior.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly
what we say, because there's a lot of cute little movies, that's really good for the whole family, so whether it's your grandkids or your kids, whoever, it might be. It's nice, and it's a nice way to get the community. You bring a chair, you set it up. It's very low maintenance and definitely a good time. So if you want the specific schedule for all the upcoming events and concerts and movies, please call 311 or go to the North Hempstead website. In addition to Fun Day Monday, we want to tell people that at all the Fun Day Mondays, there's this adult coloring, which is all the rage. We actually book someone we're in the process of booking someone for the show who does a program on these adult coloring books and the therapeutic nature of them, which is really nice. Someone bought me one. They're amazing because it's very intricate, the detail. So you just sit there and it takes your mind out. And they have it for all different things now, you know, for grief and... Oh, yeah, exact.
That was done by hand.
Yeah, that's what they're amazing because it's literally, and that's what it is. It's, you know, the whole premise is to kind of just zone in on that, and they have one for, you know, dealing with loss, which I think is it's really amazing.
They're themed.
Yeah, there's different theme ones too.
I didn't know that. Okay,
but we're trying to schedule a woman actually to come on to talk about you know, the therapy nature. Yeah,
cool.
For the show.
Cool.
So that goes on at 11:30 at all the Fun Day Mondays. There's a farmer's market, which is at 12:30. And in addition, there's tons of games and activities and exercise classes. So we just really want people to, you know, obviously not this Monday because no one will be at the beach. But all God willing, all the upcoming Mondays, everything will be good. And there's themes for each of them. And most importantly, free transportation throughout the town. So you can call 311. And they'll let you know where the location nearest you is to go. So it's definitely worth checking out. And what I have to promote, because this is my favorite Fun Day Monday, is the August 29th Fun Day Monday is Hometown USA. And that's a tribute to all the veterans and armed forces that are out there. It's just it's a wonderful event. And there's all different veteran organizations there. And the van will be there where you can get your ID cards. So it's a good reason to come out, and it's the last Fun Day Monday, of course. So call 311 if you need information.
Will be over before you know
I can't even begin
the last
to
Fun Day Monday.
Yeah, August 29th. It's rapidly. I mean, we're almost done with July over here, but please call 311 if you need any information about that. The town's cable station. I don't know if Jerry, if you ever get to catch the town's government television channel. It's They're really trying to step it up and create new informative material. And Alan over there does wonderful programs. And there's an original nature program called Off the Trail that Eric Powers, who actually has worked with us on EcoFest and different things, they're doing a whole program to look at local nature in North Hempstead area. And it's everything from bats to foxes to horseshoe crabs. And it won some award, which I thought was is great. So it's really great. And, you know, North Hempstead really has so much to offer, which, you know, I say is always wonderful, is that, you know, Supervisor Bosworth and, you know, the whole town board, it's not just about the residents, you know, or seniors or children. You know, there's always these animals and eco-friendly initiatives that go on in North Hempstead.
It's not about Judy and the board. It's about these animals now.
Listen. <All right. laughs> But she, you know, so this is just definitely North Hempstead has tons of amazing wildlife and everything. So that is something to check out.
I have seen that program, pieces of it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's good.
And that's just to remind people that it's available on either Channel 18 or 63 on Cablevision or Channel 46 on Verizon. And you could also get them now, previous episodes, on the website, which is www.mynhtv.com. Which I think is good, which I can check out because I'm not in North Hempstead, so I can go to the website.
Oh, you can actually get the TV show on the computer then. Oh,
absolutely.
Okay.
You know, because we had mentioned too, because Kim Kamen does a wonderful segment called Business Buzz where she kind of goes around to different businesses, and they're always really fun. She's always doing something exciting and different, and like I said, North Hempstead really has so much to offer, so definitely check it out. Channel 18 or 63 or Channel 46 on Verizon. We also want to remind people that the next town board will be August 9th at 7:30 p.m. at Town Hall. So if you're interested in anything that might be coming up or want to see different things that are going in, check it out. We are just flying through. There's like so many announcements. Getting a little windy here. Hot off the presses is the fabulous Car Fit event, which is going to be Wednesday, September 14th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. You have to make a registration. These things fill up really, really, really fast. So we're trying to promote it now so all of our PI members can get out there and schedule their appointment. I don't. Have you ever been Carfit?
I did it. Yes, and it's worth doing. You always pick up something of value in terms of making driving safer and more comfortable.
I know, because I actually did it too. Because when you know, two of our staff members are registered as technicians, because there's a whole process, and they were doing it on each of us. And there were things that I learned that I had no idea about, you know, and they have a whole checklist that they'll go through with you.
I thought what was important was mirror positioning.
Yeah, me too. That's what I took, because you're really not supposed to see your car. It was like, and they had it, and I was like, I did not.
Shari told me that.
Yes.
Yeah. And I did that. I moved it out one day, and I'm saying, how can you drive like this? Because I like to see half the car.
Right. Well, that's how I was driving. Yeah, that's exactly how I was driving. And it makes sense when you like think about it, you know, and they'll whip out a ruler for your positioning from the wheel.
Right.
So it's a 12-point CarFit checklist that they'll do. And it's really an amazing program. And it's a partnership with AARP. AAA. It could be done throughout the year. You can call Midway Point, but this big event is at Clinton G. Martin.
Right at the center.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's where this event will be on Wednesday, September 14th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It takes about 30 minutes. So figure that's how long, you know, when you schedule your appointment, it will be. But that's in conjunction with AARP, the American Occupational Therapy Association, and AAA. So it's a great program. I recommend everyone doing it. You know, our whole program is, we want to, if people are able to drive, you want to encourage people to do so safely. So it's definitely a wonderful service. So check that out, September 14th.
You know, it's funny. Speaking about cars, bring something to mind.
Oh.
In 1930, 15.84 miles of road were built on Long Island that go from north to south. And a piece of it was then dedicated to the memory or in honor of Walt Whitman. What do you think the road is?
110.
Jerry got it.
Jerry. I went to the Harrodsman. That was impressive.
I went to the Whitman house, which is worth seeing, incidentally.
Walt Whitman's house?
Right out there on 110.
Right, 110. In Melville.
Yeah.
Right. Now, what else is significant about 110?
It's an even number.
No. It's an even number. It's 110 days since Christina's birthday.
Just as important as 110.
And coming.
That's right. Well, I like that Jerry buzzed in with that. There we go.
That was very, very good. But, you know, I didn't know if you'd get the 110.
Right. Yep.
Right. But
that's right. Okay. Don't underestimate Jerry. He buzzed right in with that 110.
That's what we have to get. Yes. I have to talk again. I want a buzzer.
I like it. We'll upgrade. Next year. Dan, we need a birthday buzzer. So. But, yeah, that was good. See, and I said every week, John comes up with something creative, a way to incorporate my birthday. And, you know, eventually we'll start counting towards it. Now we're, you know, it's really exciting.
We're getting away from it, then we'll start towards it.
I like the change up because you're never really sure. It keeps you on your toes. It's very, very exciting. I also want to tell people what's wonderful about this program is that all through the week, people are calling me saying, oh, could you announce this? Can you do this? And the Mineola Leisure Club is actually looking to get more members to join them.
Okay.
So they came and said, please let us know, you know, let people know. We meet at the Village Community Center in Mineola. And
is that the one with Joan?
This is Mike and Nora.
Canidia. Oh, Mike and Nora, okay.
They're actually going to come on the radio show to talk about the group because it's a great group. And they meet on Tuesdays from 10 to 4. So we just really want people to join. So definitely check it out. And then also I got from David Linden, who was one of our co-hosts, which was he said, you know, he received one of those IRS calls that we talked a lot about last year, these scam IRS calls. So
you know what I'm going to do?
Yes.
Before you tell them the scam, we're going to take a break, if it's okay, Chris.
Sure.
And then you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.